The details are not available. They will be in a few minutes. White House is now giving out a statement. The attack apparently was made on all naval and on naval and military activities on the principal island of Oahu. The president's brief statement was read to reporters by Stephen Early, the president's secretary. A Japanese attack upon Pearl Harbor naturally would mean war. Such an attack would naturally bring a counterattack. And hostilities of this kind would naturally mean that the president would ask Congress for a declaration of war. There is no doubt from the temper of Congress that such a declaration would be granted. This morning, Secretary Hull talked with the secretaries of war and of the Navy. Now the two special Japanese envoys, Admiral Nomura and Special Envoy Kurusu, are at the State Department, engaged in conference with Secretary of State Hull. Their appearance at the State Department on this Sunday afternoon emphasizes the gravity of the Far Eastern situation, where hostilities now seem to be actually opening over the whole South Pacific. Even more important than the visit of Tokyo's diplomats is this news which comes from Pearl Harbor and the news which comes from South Asia. Whatever the diplomats from Tokyo or the cabinet in Tokyo may be saying, there is a conviction in official quarters here that Japan has now cast the die. All the bits of information which came to the State Department and the Navy yesterday and today indicated that Japanese transports containing troops were steaming into the Gulf of Thailand. Japanese warships were providing a heavy escort. Having rounded the southernmost point of French Indochina, the convoy had as its only obvious destination Bangkok, the capital of Thailand. It was on the basis of this information that President Roosevelt sent to Emperor Hirohito of Japan his personal message last night, a message which appealed to the Mikado for restraint and peace. It seemed to be a final plea from the United States. And if the activities today are substantiated, it is a final plea. For if Japanese troops attempt to capture Bangkok or attack Pearl Harbor, the balance, the delicate balance, which has maintained peace in South Asia, is destroyed. The four powers, the United States, Britain, the Dutch East Indies, and Australia, have given Japan ample warning that invasion of Thailand would mean counteraction by the associated powers. These Japanese envoys, Nomura and Kurusu, requested the appointment with Mr. Hull today. The engagement was set for 1:45 p.m. They arrived some minutes late and in turn were kept waiting before the door to Mr. Hull's office was opened to them at 2:20. In the meantime, the president had prepared the statement which announced that Japan was attacking Pearl Harbor from the air. It is possible that the Tokyo diplomats wanted again to assure the State Department that the reports of Japanese troop movements in French Indochina were exaggerated. They did that once before on instructions from Tokyo when the president propounded his question about those movements last Tuesday. At that time, Tokyo replied that the movements were in North Indochina to offset Chinese movements on the Indochina border. Specific information of the State Department now and then was that the bulk of the Japanese troops were being moved to South Indochina, where they were in a better position to threaten Thailand. The president's plea to Emperor Hirohito was also supported by a note of warning. The warning is supported by developments and preparations in this capital. The meeting between Secretary Hull and the Secretaries of War and Navy this morning was an example of the plans that are being laid. It would be a mistake for Japan to believe that these preparations are any kind of bluff. Although officials in Washington are silent on what would be the definite consequences of a Japanese attack on Hawaii or an attack on Thailand, there are indications of what is being considered, and the steps which may be taken this very afternoon. The first would be a severance of diplomatic relations with Tokyo. An immediate naval blockade in which the American Navy would take a leading part, along with British units, is the other probability. Both these steps could be taken by the President on his own executive authority. But an effective naval blockade, of course, could not continue long without hostilities. As a matter of fact, according to the President's announcement, those hostilities are already underway with the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. And just now comes the word from the President's office that a second air attack has been reported on Army and Navy bases in Manila. Thus, we have official announcements from the White House that Japanese airplanes have attacked Pearl Harbor in Hawaii and have now attacked Army and Navy bases in Manila. We return you now to New York and will give you later information as it comes along from the White House. Return you now to New York.